We ask you that have your Bibles to turn, if you will, again to the Gospel according to St. Luke. And out of the 10th chapter, I'll read verses 30 through 33 again for your consideration. The 10th chapter of Luke, beginning at verse 30, the Bible reads, "And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him." Supporting scripture from Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. On the basis of those verses, we'd like to speak to you this morning from the theme, Jesus will never pass you by. Jesus will never pass you by. Used to be a time we'd help one another. Used to be a time we would look out for one another. And times have gotten so bad and people have gotten so mean that it's a sad thing. You can't even stop on the side of the road and give somebody a helping hand. Sometimes you see individuals there, and because of the way society is now, you find yourself passing them by. Because of the fact you're afraid of what might happen to your person. A lot of times you can pass by somebody, and if you got the love of God in your heart, it'll sort of bother you. But when you use the common sense that you got, you realize that you just can't stop like you used to. Now, there are occasions when the Lord will speak to your heart and let you know that it's all right to stop. But you better wait till the voice from within speaks to you. Don't just try to do the right thing, because sometimes you might find yourself trying to do a help to somebody and get in a bad situation. It's amazing how selfish we have become. And I believe it's because we have more of a zeal of God instead of the knowledge of God. We heard that the Lord will make a way somehow, but how many of you really tried God? How many of you ever really been out there and asked God, Lord, come on and see about me? There was a time when the main focus was black and white. Now, when we consider the people of God of America, all nationalities, all races, all colors, we have a very diverse society. And there's a time in our life that we got to realize that we must take on the same spirit of Christ. Christ had no respect of persons. And we may need to stop looking down on one another. There was a time when we felt like we were the ones that were mashed up or backed up against the wall. But now everywhere you look, there's somebody going through. There are those of us in here this morning that think because I got a job, because I got a few dollars in the bank, because I'm trying to treat my neighbor like somebody, we feel like we are better than somebody else. But I just want to let you know this morning that just because you know God, that don't make you better than anybody else. Just because you pay your tithes on Sunday or you go to Bible study on Wednesday night, that does not make you better than nobody else. Just because you say that you got up this morning and told the Lord, thank you, it does not make you better than that man or that woman that's still out there half drunk right now. We got to learn that everybody is somebody in the sight of God, and our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags before the Lord thy God. So many of us like to say, look at me, look at what I'm doing. You ain't nobody. Everything you got come from God. Everything you ever have will come from God. Anybody in here know that you are where you are because the Lord made a way somehow? Anybody in here can say, before I knew how to pray, somebody was praying for me. Say, I'm glad that somebody had me on their mind before I had sense enough to pray for myself. Every now and then. Glory. You ought to be willing to pray to the Lord thy God. You ought to be willing to tell the Lord, Lord, I just thank you for being the God that you are. God will help you understand to respect the differences of other people. When we look at the world today, and all of the many different cultures that are part of the world. Of course, we don't understand their ways. But then look at it, they may not understand our way. But then I wonder, why is it that we like to think that our way is the only way that's the right way? You know how we are in our different churches, different denominations. Unless you're doing it like we do it, you're going to hell. Unless you got what we got, you're not doing it right. But I believe this morning that we serve one true living God. And that's the difference in denominations. All that is a different way of doing things. And you might do things in a different manner, but you're respecting the same God. And if that God is a God without respect of persons, what gives you the audacity to think that you are better than somebody else? We have got to come to the reality of the matter that we are nothing but wretches undone. Oh, I remember a time, and it hadn't been very long ago, that I really needed the Lord to come and see about me. And every now and then, when you need God to come by, you better learn how to whisper a prayer. You better learn how to talk to the Lord for yourself. Don't be waiting on Pastor Cade. I got a whole lot on my plate. I might not be able to stop by just in that time when you need to get there. So you better learn how to talk to your God for yourself. You don't have no problem telling me that I don't have a hell or a heaven to send you to. We've got to learn this morning that we are nothing but sinners saved by the grace of the Almighty God. It's a known fact that we are different in many ways. But the difference is that we are not no better than anybody else. The Bible teaches us that Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you. Now hear me now. That's right. Take my time and say this, because we done forgot. The Bible says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. There's a problem in the house. We done forgot how much God loves us. And if we know that God loves us, and if we are following the Ten Commandments that the Lord gave to Moses, then we got to take on this new commandment that Jesus brought on board and say, this commandment that I give unto you, that ye love one another. Amen. Not lip service. Not conditional love. I'll love you as long as you do what I want you to do. You know, we got some folk like that. The only time they love you is when you're following their program. But as soon as you stand up and let them know you got a mind of your own, as soon as you let them know that you're not going to be their pawn, you're not going to be their puppet on a string. You know how some folk like to have you dangling on a string? They have you dance over here and dance over there when they want you to dance. And when they don't feel like being bothered with you, they go find another partner. That's not love. But we got to learn to love one another despite our differences. We are teaching our children the same thing, that we got to love God. We got to teach them the same thing that we was taught when we were taught the golden rule. If you look in Matthew 7 and 12, the Bible said, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. This teaches us that man's relation to God is always a basic to his relationship to his fellow man. Rather than judging others, we need to treat them like we want to be treated. It's a problem sometimes that we want to treat folk like we want to treat them, but we feel like everybody ought to treat us like somebody. I wonder, how do we get the idea that we're supposed to be treated better than somebody else? I found out that just because you're on the Lord's side, that don't mean you get better treatment. Just because you are a minister of God, that does not mean you get better treatment. Now, every now and then, you run across a host of folk that love and respect the pastor. But then you got some folk that give pastor hell, make pastor scratch his head sometimes, make pastor wonder whether it's worth it all or not. But when you look in your heart and see where your strength comes from, know that it comes from the Lord thy God. Know that what you're doing is not to be pleased by other folk, not to get a pat on the back by somebody else. We got to learn how to love somebody. We got to find this morning that there are two classes of people. There are the believers, and then there are the unbelievers. The believers are those that God has received their power. Because if you believe, God will give you power. Those of us that proclaim to be Christians, we should remember that it is our duty to love one another. It's our duty this morning to show compassion for one another. To be a Christian means that we are trying to be like Jesus. If we want to be like Jesus, then we can't have that changing attitude. You know how we change all the time? Sometimes we'll do it one way. Sometimes we'll do it another way. But I want to let you know this morning that Jesus wants you to be just like him. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus is always the same. He don't get up in the morning with a chip on his shoulder. Jesus don't get up and tell you one thing in your face and something else behind your back. You know how we do sometimes. We love one another as long as we can see them. But as soon as you turn the corner, they run you down like a dog. But I found out that if you treat folk like you want to be treated, then the Lord will bless you in all that you do. His purposes are the same. His goals are always unchanging. It is important to know that Jesus will never pass you by. Jesus Christ is the human divine Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, the great high priest who intercedes for his people. Jesus is the one that's on the right hand of God, the founder of the Christian church, enjoyed a great popularity among the people. But there's something about the people of God. People will get jealous sometimes. People don't like it when people bless you. People don't like it when you know that the Lord is on your side. There are some folk that don't care nothing about you. But I just stopped by to let you know this morning that Jesus will never pass you by. Sometimes in this old life of yours, you might try Jesus on every side. You might be one that think you know everything. For the Bible said there became a certain lawyer that stood up and tempted the Lord, saying, "Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said unto him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" The Bible said he answered, said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and with all of thy soul, with all of thy strength, with all of thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." You know, when God asks you a question, when you try to trap God up, you better know exactly who you're talking to. As he was talking to Jesus, he didn't realize that Jesus knew the word too. You better watch who you go up against. You better try the spirit by the spirit. Just because you know a little something, that don't mean you know everything. Just because you got an idea of who Jesus is, you better know you cannot tempt Jesus. The Bible said that he asked this man, "Then who is my neighbor?" See, the man wanted to justify himself. "I want to treat right who I want to treat right. And other folk out doing any kind of way." So I find this morning that Jesus gave him a parable. And Jesus answered and said, "There was a certain man that went down from Jerusalem on his way down to Jericho. While he was on his journey, he ran in the midst of some thieves." We got to understand this morning that when he was on this way down to Jericho, that the road was a winding road, and there was a lot of caves along the way, and there was a place and position where people could hide. There were dangerous things going on that road. But they tell me that this man was a Jew, and as he went down, he ran into a bunch of thieves. And I stopped by to let you know that when he got up against the thieves, that they beat him and left him half dead. It's a shame before the Lord thy God that you can't even go down the street and not be worried about what might happen to you. But if you trust the power of God, God will be on your side. He'll be your deliverer this morning. He'll be your shield in the middle of all your transgression. I stopped by to let you know this morning that the Bible said that when he went down and he fell half dead, that by chance there came a priest that way, saw the man laying down there, bleeding down in his body. But the Bible said that he looked on him and passed by on the other side. Don't you know that's a shame before God? A man that stood in God's house and proclaimed the word of God, but when he saw somebody in need, didn't have compassion in his heart. I don't know where he was on his way to, but when God got you on the road and you see a need along the way, you better learn how to stop and help somebody. The Bible said that there was another man that came along that was a Levite. A Levite was assistant to the priest in the church house. It's a shame before God that a man that land by the road, somebody done robbed him, left him land there naked,
Let him land there half dead, not caring whether he get up or not. But the Levite looked down on him and passed by on the other side. But I'm glad that I serve a God that'll send somebody your way when you are down and out and don't know how you're going to make it. I'm glad that God got somebody that is willing to show love. God got somebody that extend love even to their enemy. The Bible said, love your enemy. Love your enemy. Make your enemy your footstool. Every now and then, instead of going in and folding up your arm, throwing up your head, turning away in the other direction, you better learn how to help somebody. Don't you know this morning, the Bible said that the Good Samaritan, one thing you gotta understand, that the Samaritans was hated by the Jews. The Samaritans were considered half-breeds. They had mixed blood. They didn't like it. They treat them just like they were a dog. But don't you know, the very one that you turn your back on, the very one that you talk about, the very one that you call out their name, that'll be the one that'll come and see about you. I'm glad that God will make a way out of no way. I'm glad that when the church sang the song, do not pass me by, I know this morning that if I'm down, Jesus will never pass me by. There was a time when I was down, didn't know my way, and I heard the voice of the Lord said, come on to me. Come to me, all ye labor and are heavy laden. And I found out that if I talk to God, if I trust my God, that if I get down and out, God will send somebody to see about me. I want to let you know, when you get back to school, tell the Lord, I need you in my classroom. I need you on the school bus. I need you when I get home in the evening, because the devil is out there going to and fro trying to pick up our children. But you got to cover them in the blood. You got to cover them in prayer. You got to take some anointing oil. Anoint your children. Tell the devil, he's a liar. And the truth is not in him. Anybody in the house? Do you know God will make a way out of no way? Jesus will never pass you by. You might be drunk, but if you call on the name of Jesus, he'll never pass you by. If you're down and out, he'll send somebody. Might not be your friend. Might not be your family. I don't care who helps me. Just help me. Help me when I'm down and out. I found out that every now and then, when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. You gotta get up off of your stool. You gotta let somebody know that I believe that God is real. I can feel him down on the inside. Can you feel him this morning? Say yeah. Is he your God? Say yeah. Do you have him in your heart? Say yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus will never pass you by. He'll always stop by and take care of your needs. He won't leave you there. But he got somebody that's got the love of Jesus. Not just lip service, but real love. You see, love will go the extra mile. Love will make a sacrifice. Love will find a way to make a way. See, love won't turn their back. Love will always be there. Love, love. Jesus is love. And if you love Jesus, then you ought to be glad that you're yet counted amongst the living. Somebody left this morning on that morning train. But I'm glad. I'm glad that it wasn't me. I got a little more time to get things in order. See, we got to understand, just because you're doing a work for the Lord, you haven't already overcome. Just because you say that you're saved, sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, you hadn't overcome. But the devil is after you because he wants what you got. But I'm glad. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm glad that the joy I got, you didn't give it to me, and you're not going to take it away. Because every now and then, trouble might come. But weeping may endure for a night. But they tell me that joy. Hallelujah. Woo! Joy cometh in the morning. And it's morning time in somebody's life. It's morning time. Shake off the devil. Time to get behind you. I'm going on. Hallelujah. I'm going on to see what the end's going to be. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord will never pass you by.